A legal filing from the Lummi Nation in Washington alleges the government of Canada neglected its duties to tribal communities across the border in approving the controversial Roberts Bank project, a marine container terminal construction project at the port of Vancouver. Although the lawsuit doesn't seek to block the project, which would add a three-berth marine container terminal near existing port terminals at Roberts Bank in Delta, British Columbia, it does aim to stop the review process until the Lummi Nation has a seat at the table. For the Florida Panthers, Brandon Montour, and the Vegas Golden Knights, Zach Whitecloud, this year's Stanley Cup hockey final carries a significance that goes well beyond both of them trying to help their teams win what would be each franchise's first championship. While records have not been meticulously kept, Montour and Whitecloud appear to be the first pair of players who identify as Indigenous to play against each other in a Stanley Cup final in more than 30 years. The Rapid City Native Vote efforts led by Chante Hart helped move Cheyenne River Sioux Tribal member Walt Swan to the Rapid City School Board. Swan earned 507 votes in District 4, beating Amy Sazu from the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe on Tuesday. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.